Dave, I reckon this is a good one for you to answer, actually. George says, he's coming by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, if a bus is travelling at 100 kilometres an hour and you are at the back of the bus holding a bird and it flies towards the front of the bus, how fast is the bird flying?
OK, this is essentially a question about relative speeds. Compared to someone standing on the ground, then the bird is flying at 120 miles an hour or something. Compared to someone in the bus, it's doing, say, 20 miles an hour. The bird, the important thing for the bird is the fact that it's going at 20 miles an hour, because the speed the bird is moving through the air will affect how its wings behave and whether it can fly and things like that. So all answers are true, depending on where you're looking from. But I think the most important one is how fast the bird's moving through the air, so 20 miles an hour.
So as far as the bird is concerned, the bird is going along at whatever speed it flies at. As far as an observer in the bus is concerned, the bird is flying at however fast the bird thinks it's flying, yep. But a person outside the bus thinks the bird is flying at the bird speed plus the bus speed.
Yep.
And this is where it breaks down with light, isn't it? Because if we did the experiment with light, that is not what you would see.
No, the bizarre thing about the way the universe seems to work is that if you did the same experiment with light, everyone would see it was going at about 300,000 kilometres a second, and everything else changes to make that work. So time and space will warp so as that appears to work.
And you need a warped mind to understand it. Thank you, Dave.